It's 8:41 on the ticket. We just had the author of the new book about Nolan Ryan on, Tim Brown. The book is Nolan, The Singular Life of an American Original. And joining us now on the ticket hotline to talk about that book and other things is the Ryan Express himself. We say good morning to Nolan Ryan. How are you?
Well, I have to say I don't really know why you're having me on about this, because I don't read books and I don't believe in books.
Believe in books.
I'm a man of action. I believe in action, and sitting down and trying to sound out the words that some nerd put on a flat piece of wood pulp don't sound like my idea of a manly thing to do, you know. But you know what is manly? Wearing a loincloth and not showering until your nuts smell like so much wild onions and state fair garbage that you darn near pass out every time you squat down. That's manly.
Yeah, but you can understand people want to read a book about you because you're interesting. You're a Texas, you're an American legend.
I don't know about all that.
Well, you had a brilliant career, and people want to know.
You know, I was making love to my female the other night.
Your wife?
Is that who she is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've noticed other people call her Ruth.
Yes.
Maybe that's her name. I don't know. Anyway, I was making love to her, and she said, "Nolan, please do me a favor and go wash yourself in the creek before you come up here to the house for all the devil's business." And you know what I said to her? So I didn't know you could talk.
God, Nolan, jeez, Nolan.
I'm kidding. You guys know how much I love Ruth. You know, she's,
of course.
We've been together about, I don't know, 60 years or something.
Yeah.
And I like her because she'll cook up whatever fresh kill I fling onto the counter about an hour before eating time. But she read the book. She read this book that y'all are.
Yeah.
Talking about, because she read it because she's in all that fancy city stuff, like reading.
Right.
And she told me that there are several things and incidents that I told him that didn't make it in the book. And that kind of pissed me off because I took time out to talk to the guy.
Okay, well, what didn't make the book that you wanted in there?
Well, he didn't include the time that I strangled a mastodon with my bare hands after it tried to attack my pet liger when I was out bison hunting for breakfast one time. Jeez. I was pretty proud of that. It's hard to strangle a mastodon with your bare hands.
Yeah.
Particularly since they've been extinct so long.
Right.
And I found the one last remaining mastodon, but it made the poor choice of attacking my liger.
Yeah, so you eradicated the species.
So I got rid of all the mastodons. He didn't include that in that, and he didn't include the fact that I have a hard time saying the word organization.
Why would he include that?
Well, I'm very proud of that, you know, as an individual like I am, as a sovereign citizen, I don't have much love for organizations.
Especially
like
the Rangers, right?
What?
What about the Rangers organization?
You know I don't like that organization after that punk-ass John Daniels staged a coup d'etat so that's why I'm an Astro through and through now. Sorry to all you Ranger fans. That Tim Brown, you know, I mean, he's a good receiver, but I just don't know if he's a good writer.
No, it's a different Tim Brown.
It's a different guy.
He also didn't include darn near an entire four-book saga I jotted down for him about my Tolkien-like battles with the snow monkeys down there in South Texas.
There we go.
Yeah, the
we did talk to him about that.
I mean, them battles, they sprawled over 5,000 acres and 48 separate battles with 7 different generations of snow monkeys. I mean, I gave him gold stuff. The story of the snow monkey stole my tractor and pushed Ruth's house down into the ravine while I was out at the cave trying to bury my provisions for winter.
Do you have a cave?
He didn't include the story of when I infiltrated the snow monkeys and became their king long enough to be worshipped as a god before I executed a Game of Thrones-like Red Wedding massacre to secure revenge on them and that.
You became their king.
I mean, just all this skipping the good stuff to just have all that baseball stuff in there. That was just boring.
That war with the snow monkeys, it never ends, does it?
Never ends, George. It's an eternal thing. It's one of them deals. It's kind of like the Middle East. You just don't know where it begins and ends, and it just keeps going. And you can't untangle yourself from it once you get mixed up with that and that. But he did, you know. I mean, thankfully, he did cover my no-hitters, but not my one-hitter that I was pulling on during the interview. I'm into cannabis now.
Are you really?
Yeah, I grow it, and that, and it's from the earth, and it's all natural. So I like that more than I like Advil, which I used to endorse. Now I endorse Nolan Ryan's Ballpark Cannabis.
Ballpark Cannabis. I've not seen that.
Yeah, and that, and I know that Tim did cover. I think my 5,000 strikeouts and the schoolyard justice that visited on the face of that punk ass Robin Ventura.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know if y'all heard about that or saw that.
Yeah,
or
we did.
Yeah, heard about that.
But yeah, I pummeled Ventura's head with my right fist about 6-7 times before Pudge pulled Robin away from me before I was able to punch him back into his daddy's pre-orgasm scrote. That's about how hard I hit.
Wow.
Yeah, you won the fight.
But yeah, and I think that Robin learned a quick lesson about old man strength.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I still, every once in a while, if I get some free time, I'll still stalk Robin every couple of years and jump him in a parking lot when he's leaving his therapist office. and he's still just as easy to beat up as he was in 1993.
You're still pummeling Robin Ventura after all these years.
Well, yeah. And George, he charged the mound. You don't charge the mound on a Hall of Famer like me and not expect to get a face full of fury visited upon you. Are you going to read that book, George?
We haven't read the book yet. No, we haven't
read
it. Read
the book.
Okay, we'll just talk to
you. Are
you
going to read the book?
I'm glad you still have old man fight.
Some reason you're not answering me. I have no idea what's happening.
Tell him yes. Tell him yes, George. You're
yes.
Read the book.
Yes.
All right. I think George has been hitting the Nolan Ryan Ballpark Cannabis a little too hard.
I gave it a try this morning.
All right. Nolan, we will read the book, and it's always a pleasure to visit with you.
All right, then, and that. Good morning, guys.
All right, we'll see you. There goes Nolan Ryan.